You're listening to Truth To You Radio on truthtoyou.org. That's truth2u.org, where you can sign up for the weekly newsletter. You can also keep up to date via iTunes, Facebook, and Twitter. I'm Jono, and Hani has joined me in the studio.
Morning.
Good morning, and well, you know what? It's evening over where our guest is. G'day, wherever you may be around the world. It's good to have your company. Of course, it is time for Cultured Pearls with the Cultured Karaite. G'day, Devorah.
How are y'all doing? How are you doing? Howdy. I'm so happy. I'm in East Texas with my sisters, and it's just so good to hear from you. Thank you for calling. I just don't.
You're full of energy, Deb. What's going on? Have you been drinking too much caffeine?
I'm juiced.
You're juiced up. I know what we're going to talk about today. You're beside yourself. Hey, you're not where you usually are in Texas. Where are you today?
I am in deep East Texas, in the piney woods of deep East Texas, and they're absolutely beautiful. Some of these pine trees are 30 and 40 feet tall, and it's cool, and it's actually cooler than it has been, still in the 90s, but it's like right now it's only 93, and it's 8 o'clock at night, so that's really nice. That's the kind of weather you can go sit outside and have a watermelon. Tomorrow in the United States is the 4th of July, so we're going to be juicing watermelon tomorrow. So
nice. Now, can we do a quick advert? Can I ask you why you're where you are?
Well, as it happens, we are here to get all of the orders out for Nehemiah Gordon's new book, Shattering the Conspiracy of Silence.
Shattering the Conspiracy of Silence. The Hebrew.
Yes, power of the priestly blessing unleashed.
Unleashed. There it is. So you've actually got it in you've actually got the copies in your hands. You're packing them. You're sending them out. You've already sold hundreds and hundreds, which are going out around the world. And the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because people, if you haven't put in an order already, you better do so. Otherwise, because you don't want to be waiting, they're going out the door really, really fast. This is a fabulous book. I've read it. I highly recommend it. It's awesome. And we've been waiting for it for so long now. It's finally arrived. And Dev, you've got the wonderful job of packing it and sending it, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? That it's a labor of love, because this information, and especially, you know, in this book, this is the most phenomenal information that I've ever seen. And we've talked about this. This book has layers. This is going to be that kind of book that you go back and you're going to learn continually from it as you go back and read it, you know, two and three times, which to me, that's the sign of an amazing jam-packed book. And
Absolutely.
This one is.
Absolutely it is. And so people can purchase that at the moment if they go to Nehemiah's Wall, nehemiahswall.com. That's the website. And there is a link on Truth To You in the sidebar on the right of the webpage. There we go. Excellent. Now, I know what we're talking about already. You mentioned to us last time we spoke, and I don't know that we spoke about this on air, but we chatted briefly about a film that you watched, and there was a film that I heard that we have heard of, but we didn't get to. We just haven't watched it. And that film, what was it called, Dev?
It's called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead.
Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. And it so happened that we were just wandering through. It was so interesting, Dev. We were in the supermarket of all places, just one of the major supermarkets here in the country town where we are. And lo and behold,
right opposite the chocolate aisle.
Right opposite the chocolate aisle. And, you know, it was really funny because we were going down that aisle and I said, do we want to go down this aisle? And you said, yeah, well, we want to get to the other side to the checkout. And I said, but I feel so icky in here. No. So anyway, we were going down this aisle, but opposite the chocolatas, there's the DVDs. And for some reason, and have I ever done this before?
I've stopped and looked at
stopped
them?
And looked?
No.
Have I ever?
Oh,
I don't think I ever have. Honestly, I really don't know that I've ever stopped and looked
so
at DVDs.
It was a sign.
It must have been a sign. For some weird reason, Dev, I stopped and I glanced at the DVDs. Honey stopped and
probably
looked at me.
Because you were trying not to look at the chocolate.
Yeah. Honey stopped and looked at me, and she came back and stood there with me. And then we both noticed the movie Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead was there. So she picked it up and she had a look at it and she said, oh, this is that movie that Deb was talking about. Should we get a copy? And then we looked on the back and it was on special for less than half price. It was only $10. And I said, oh, sure, get it. We'll watch it tonight. Yeah, that'll be good. So we get it. Oh, my goodness. It was brilliant. It was so brilliant. And one of the things that I liked about it, Joe Cross, first of all, I mean, I know you told me this, Dev, but it just didn't register. He's an Aussie. Right. Joe Cross is an Aussie. So instantly I felt at home. Mm. I thought, Joe's an Aussie. This is great. So this is interesting. And the way that it started off, I thought, this is kind of, you know, an interesting sort of documentary. And, you know, so he's going to drink some juice and that's going to make him healthy. Yeah, that's good. You know, you ought to lose some weight and that's a good thing. But, oh, my goodness, I was not prepared for where the film was going to go. And you kept saying to me, you know, when you realized that I'd watched it and you're going, did you cry? Did you cry in the end? You cried in the end, right? You cried. Now, I don't want to give it away. Let's not give it away to everybody because this film has been around for a number of years now. How old is this film? Actually, you know what? I'm looking at – I've got a copy in front of me. I'm going to figure this out while we're talking as to the age of this film, but I really don't think that's very old at all. A lot of people have watched it, I know, and a lot of people haven't watched it. I have no doubt that more people need to watch it. It says at the bottom here 2011, but I thought it was older than that.
That's what it says.
That's what it says. But,
yeah, it is. Okay.
Okay, anyhow, I have no doubt just from walking around in public that more people need to watch it. If they haven't seen it, they need to watch it. If they have seen it, they need to watch it and do something as a result of watching it. It was a marvelous film. It was so down-to-earth. Really on my level. And, you know, I just thought it was a wonderful thing. Anyhow, I better let you talk.
Well, no, you can keep going. Because everything you're saying is absolutely true. And the interesting thing is, I've been talking to a lot of people about it, and everybody, you know, kind of is looking at it from a different angle. The three of us are looking at it from, you know, a health angle, as something to add to our already healthy lifestyles that we've all, you know, started mm-hmm. living. And but then there's other people that it's resonating with them because they have some kind of health issue, and they want to see, you know, well, if Joe's health issue cleared up, maybe my health issue will clear up.
That's right. Now, this is interesting that you should say that, because it's not just for those who are overweight who want to lose weight, which is, you know, so many of us, I suppose. But it, like you say, it does heighten one's curiosity to say, you know, maybe I'm not, like for myself, Dev, I'm not an overweight person. I used to be overweight. I'm no longer overweight, and I'm very, very happy with my diet.
Well, you actually can't afford to lose any more weight, really.
right.
But I watched it and I thought, you know, I'm not juicing at the moment. I do have a juicer and I haven't juiced for a while, and maybe I should be juicing. And I'm curious, if I do juice, what will the benefit, what are the obvious benefits that I will experience? Because in the film, one of his work colleagues, after he has done the juice fast, she said about him, she said, you know, he's lost a lot of weight and he looks great. But she said, another thing that I noticed in the work environment, in the board meetings or whatever it was, that she said, he seems to be thinking a lot clearer. Seems to be quicker with his thoughts.
He's sharper.
And he's sharper. And she said, I don't know why. I don't know if the food, because he's eating cleaner food, that he's thinking cleaner perhaps.
Mm. What an impression that made. I mean, that was a phenomenal thing, that this is somebody, you know, who's worked with him. And not that she thought he was, you know, stupid or anything like that, but she saw a difference. And she was very sincere and kind of excited, you know, in what she was saying. So that, you know, you could just see her wheels turning. If it did that for him, you know, what would it do for me?
What would it do for me? And that's the other thing, because what he has to say is nothing entirely new, although the movie certainly lets you know that there are people out there that certainly reminds you that there are people out there who are so ignorant when it comes to the connection between poor diet and poor health. And
yes.
When it comes to those who have sort of investigated things of a health nature, what he has to say is not mind-blowingly new, but the thing about it is that the movie demonstrates it to you in real time. It demonstrates what happens, and it shows you, and it showed her, and it was just so obvious how it worked, that it can work. There was no secret about it. It was so simple, and it was visual. And
I think for me, one of the most amazing things was that literally just by doing this, he was able to get off all his medication.
Oh, that was grand.
And
was amazing.
That's right. And I mean, and he had a he was monitored throughout the whole time by a medical doctor.
Mm.
And he would get his blood tested and just make sure everything was fine. And they had no problems with it. And you could actually see the improvements along the way.
You could see the improvements.
In his medical results. And I think and because of his condition, his rare condition, being on prednisone for that long and that high of an amount, surely that's going to affect his mental capacity as well. And I think probably just being off the prednisone would have made his brain sharper as well. And so that, if nothing more, just eating this way got him off that, and he just didn't have the condition anymore. It just seemed like he just didn't have it.
So it was, but he wasn't suffering the
he wasn't suffering anymore. The symptoms of it. Yeah,
Div.
Right. Well, and also, for me, because prednisone is such an amazingly strong steroid drug, that it appears too that the effects of that were negated or healed, or however you want to put it.
That's right.
You know, he didn't have any ill effects, which he could have. He could have ended up with ill effects. And I got to be honest with you here, because this is a real heart situation for me. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but this is what happened with my sisters when we started. Zeb and I started this health change, and we started drinking the kefir and eating the fermented foods.
Mm.
I started telling my sisters all about this. I was like, you know, guys, you've got to try this. You know, I think we finally, I've been searching for a key my whole life, and I really believe that I found it with the fermentation.
Mm.
And so within a month's time, my two sisters got on it and started doing it as well. there's three ladies that live here, and they really embraced that and started making the kefir. As a matter of fact, they have the website Kefir Grains for You. They send out kefir grains to people, and they really, their health began improving. But one of my sisters, Shira, had a major health problem with a drug reaction. She was taking a high blood pressure drug, and she had a severe reaction to it. And she went to the emergency room, and they told her that's exactly what it was. And they had seen this with this drug before, and they put her on the prednisone, but they only gave her, the dose. It's like a dose pack where you take it for maybe 10 days, and you take a lot, and then you take a little bit less and a little bit less until you wean yourself back off of it. And it helped. The reaction didn't completely go away. She had these, it's like a hives kind of thing, and itching. It was horrible. I mean, it even was in her head, like the skin of her head.
Yeah.
It was a terrible situation. And so she began to improve and began to improve. And then just recently, in about the last two and a half months, she quit taking the drug. She right then, she said, I'm going to stop taking, all these drugs. I'm going to improve my health. Deb, is helping us, and we believe we got all this path correct. And, we all were really, changing and making major changes in our diet, and we all, begin to improve. And so she's done that. She's done an amazing job. But just in the last, 2 months, this, for some reason, she's, come out with this horrible hive, her skin looks scalded, honestly.
Oh, dear.
There's a great deal of pain with whatever is going on with her. There's a great deal of pain and a great deal of itching. And she's been a trooper. I think I would have run to the doctor and gotten some prednisone, but she has hung in there and said, I'm going to try to do whatever I can, to beat this.
Mm-hmm.
But we kind of don't understand what's going on. But I called them and I said, I watched this fabulous video, and I'm sending it to you in email, and I want you to watch it. Well, they called me back and they said what Joe described as what he had, the condition that he had. I believe it's called
something like that.
Urticaria. They said this sounds exactly like what she's having.
Right. Interesting.
Goodness.
Isn't that something? And so they actually have, you know, have been praying and praying. I mean, we all have, you know, praying and praying for an answer for Shira and some help for Shira. And as it turns out, when they watched the video and realized that it's the symptoms were and what he described were the same thing. And they were like, oh, my gosh, this is the answer to our prayers. So they began to juice 20 days ago. They got on the juice. Now she's not anywhere. I'm here with her now, and to see her now, it has absolutely really upset me, because this is a horrible situation. It's much worse when you see it in person and watch her, you know, having to go through this. However, she is seeing improvement.
Right.
She's got a long way to go, but it does appear that this juicing is actually helping her.
Wow.
Well, so, I appreciate her, you know, wanting to be the guinea pig as opposed to rush towards the doctor and get the drugs. It would be great if you could keep us up to date, Dev, on her progress. Are you telling me that she has been juice fasting for 20 days?
Yes, she has.
Really? Just on the juice? She's been going 20 days just on the juice?
Just juice.
Let me ask you this, because now before, let me come back to, don't let me forget, I want to come back to that, but I just want to fill everybody in case we haven't given them the background. Again, the video is called, the DVD is called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. It's a Joe Cross film. It's about Joe Cross. The website, of course, fatsickandnearlydead.com. Also, rebootyourlife.com. You can actually watch the film online at rebootyourlife.com, and I will put links on this post. Now, what it's about is basically Joe has a condition, the condition that you just described, Dev, and I'm not even going to start to try and pronounce it, but he's also incredibly overweight, and he has done some juice fasts before, but he's gone back to the way that he would eat and live, the diet that put him in the problem in the first place. This time he decides, I'm going to do this juice fast for longer, and then I'm going to stick to a healthier lifestyle. That's it. I've made up my mind. This is what I'm doing. So he decides not only to juice fast for 60 days straight, but to travel across America and just tell people about what he's doing. And the plot does thicken from there. And it's an awesome film. It's a very, very satisfying film to watch. As you say, it does get emotional in the end. But it's wonderful, and I would highly recommend it to everybody I know. I cannot think of anyone that would not benefit from watching this film. I think it's just wonderful. And so this is what your sister has implemented. Now, we, as I mentioned, we found it on special at the local supermarket of all places, and it was on special for half price. We went back and bought two more copies. We have three copies now. We're gonna donate one to the library, the local library, and we're going to lend the other one out to people that we know, and we're going to keep one for ourselves. And that's how much I liked it. I really, really did. And so this is what your sister is doing. Now, let me ask you then, after 20 days of juice fasting, and really all of it, it's just so simple. It's just a matter of having a decent juicer and just putting in only vegetables and fruits and juicing them and drinking them. That is your diet. That is all you can have. And it's as simple as that. And I appreciate Joe making it so simple. And I think that's the reason why he did it that way, is because it is so simple. And so the question that I'm curious about, has your sister lost weight?
She has. Now, you know, I'm not going to say she's dropped, you know, 50 pounds, but she has lost, I'm going to say it maybe at least 15. So yes, she is losing weight along with this, which, you know, is just for her is a plus, because at this point, you know, her real focus is on, you know, getting healed from whatever this is that's going on in her body. But yes, it is. But she had already lost just implementing the lifestyle that we started, you know, almost a year ago with the kefir and the, you know, really the ancient path in food, where we are eating as the creator created, you know, our food for us, and having some protein. We, you know, we all do have, we're not vegetarians. We all do have a little bit of beef or a little bit of chicken, and just eating a real healthy lifestyle. No wheat, no sugar. We've all cut that out.
Interesting, Dev? Wasn't it interesting that one of the doctors that was speaking on this movie mention the problem of primarily, he said, I think it was sugar,
it was meat,
animal products, and wheat.
Oh, he said flour.
Yes.
Flour. He said flour, and I thought, there it is, sugar and flour once again.
There you go. There you go. And while ago, you were speaking while ago about, you know, about people, you know, juicing, and you know, people know about juicing and they know it's healthy, but it's the same thing. And, you know, when you said those, you know, interviews within the video where he's asking people, you know, do you follow a healthy diet? Do you know what a healthy diet is? Mm. It's once again, I no longer eat white bread, but I eat whole wheat.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh no, you just don't get it, you know.
And that's it. And now I did mention, of course, that one of the things I appreciated about the film, and I think really one of the things that really makes it work for people, is that the concept of juicing is so easy. Just get a juicer, put in your vegetables and your fruit, and then drink it. Then, of course, he doesn't show you how to clean it at the end. we don't go through the cleaning thing. You know what? You know what? I tell you what, Dev, it's our chickens are going to be the healthiest chickens in the whole world, because the chickens will get all the pulp, and that goes into making really good quality eggs. And
well,
so
when you're on a juice fast, you can't eat. But anyway, it's
but this is the thing. Now, if we've already got a very healthy diet, we've got to a point where I'm very pleased with the diet, but I can see the benefit, and I can see it because I've watched the movie, and I've watched the weight fall off this guy, and it was just so impressive. Mm. And I thought, you know what, that it really has inspired me and motivated me to drink more vegetable and fruit juice. But when you have your kefir, because every day, almost every day for lunch, I have a banana, blueberry, kefir smoothie.
Right.
And I love that. And it fills me up for lunch. And that's basically my lunch almost every day. And I don't really want to change that. And I also love your sauerkraut that you make with, and she's just made some kimchi, carrots and garlic and ginger and the main ingredient, cabbage. I don't want to be without that. I love my spinach and rocket in the morning with my eggs, our farm fresh eggs, and I really like that. There are just some things that, because they are healthy and because now I'm used to having them, and I wasn't always. It's just that, as we've talked about before, Dev, we've changed our retrained our taste buds and educated ourselves as to what is a healthy diet and what is not.
Okay, so I think what we're interested in doing with this is adding in juicing for the nutrients.
Adding in juicing for nutrients and added benefit, that shot of energy and minerals and vitamins, and adding it to what is already a healthy. And people know, and the people that Joe interviews on the street as he travels through America, and he could have done this in Australia too, because it's really not that far behind.
No.
People really do know if they're eating healthily or if they're not. I mean, people know that there are such things, they exist, you know, they're vegetables and fruit, they're there in the supermarket, but I don't really go down that aisle, and I'd really just, you know, I get the processed food. And he does that with a character in the movie, Phil, when they go shopping together, and he says to Phil, show me what you usually get, what you usually buy when you go to the supermarket. And so Phil starts packing it all together, and Joe picks up a watermelon, and he picks up a box of macaroni cheese. And as obvious and almost, you know, it's almost like a duh moment, he just blatantly says, you know, what's the difference between these two things? This is processed food. This grew on the vine, you know. And of course, Dev, they attribute the wonderful works of Yehovah to, quote, Mother Nature in the film. But that happens so often, doesn't it? But
it does.
But we know that our Father made these things for us, for food, for us to be healthy, that we may live an abundant life. And people do know, really they know, the difference between processed food and food intended for us that Yehovah has created.
Well, sometimes I just think they need reminding.
Because, but they do need, he did that in such a, like I say, almost a duh moment, like in the most simplest way. That processed food is something that we want to win. Now, if people do have predominantly processed food diets and they want to get off, I just found this concept of having the juicer and juicing that which grows on a tree is just so simple.
Oh,
and
if, so simple.
If you haven't started with fermentation or with kefir or anything like that, this is a very, very simple way to start. And really, Dev, I think it's fair to say that fermenting and kefiring is only a minor step up in complexity. Would you agree?
Oh, well, for me, I don't think it's, any more complex at all.
Mm.
Actually, I think making kefir is probably simpler because of not clean, the
you
bigger
don't have
part
to clean
of
it up
cleaning
this.
The chips. Yeah, you're
that's
not
a really good
anything.
Point. That's a really good point. Now, here's the question, Dev. Is it possible? I suppose it is possible. Have you done this experiment? Because I haven't done it. Can you juice fermented vegetables and fruit?
I don't see why not. But
why?
I'm trying to figure out how this is going to work, but why?
Well, that's the thing, because as I said that, I'm thinking, well, that's really more, I suppose, a job for a blender in the smoothies. And things. Because like I said, I have my milk kefir smoothie, and I put my banana and my blueberries in the blender. And I realized, and I've been told this before, two things. One thing that you must get rid of in your kitchen is your microwave. Mm-hmm. Two things that you must replace on the kitchen bench or on the countertop is your blender and a juicer.
Mm.
And that's, I think that's fair to say.
Although these days you could replace it all with a Vitamix or a Thermomix.
Quick.
Yes. I'd love to have one of those. A while ago you were talking about, people knowing the difference in food. Do you remember that guy that Joe was interviewing and talking to, and he asked him about changing his diet, and he said no.
Yeah.
He said, well, but if you thought it was going to make you healthier or live longer, no.
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 And he said, I'm happy to live to 55 or 60 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Because he'd rather eat the...
Right.
I don't actually believe him. I think that was a...
It was a bit of a tough guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he'd rather eat the rubbish and just, and
enjoy the ride.
And enjoy the ride. So. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's just crazy. And also, just to add on to what you were saying about, making the juicing a part of your healthy lifestyle, Zev and I, we love our vegetables. We eat a lot of them, eat a lot of fermented vegetables. However, it would take a whole lot of vegetables to really get some, good nutrients in you.
That's exactly
and
right.
It's probably a lot more than you could eat. And so to add in the juicing, if you're still just following a great healthy lifestyle, is a way to just boost, that vegetable intake.
That's
and
right.
It's so simple, it's a simple way to do it. You can drink a glass of juice. You couldn't eat like a huge whole big salad bowl full of stuff.
That's right.
And the only thing I want to make sure people understand that when you're juicing, or you're eating regular vegetables, vegetables contain a lot of what are called fat soluble vitamins. They're vitamin A, D, K, lots of good, wonderful fat soluble vitamins. So you've got to have some fat, like from an avocado, coconut oil, maybe a very small handful of nuts. You've got to have some fat in your diet along with that so that those vitamins and minerals can be absorbed. They're absorbed through your intestinal wall, and the only way that's going to really happen is with a little added fat for those fat-soluble vitamins.
So would an egg yolk come into that category?
I think it would. I believe it would.
Yeah.
That's the fat in the kefir too. My kefir's full fat, so
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. One other thing I just wanted to bring out as well from the movie that was really struck a chord with me. At the beginning, right at the beginning, he talked about how when he was there's a little cartoon about when he was a kid and he'd scrape his knee and how it healed itself. As long as it didn't do anything to it, left it alone, eventually it just healed himself, and he thought, well, why doesn't that happen on the inside? And so, this is why he's doing it.
Of course, it's supposed to.
It's supposed to. And so, the whole thing was that let's just leave it alone. Let's feed it and what it's supposed to
it
be
is.
Having.
That's how we.
Yeah.
And that's how we're supposed to heal.
Yeah. The other thing was that he just was really grateful that he actually got sick, because he felt that if he didn't get sick, and I think this is part of the problem with many of the people that he interviewed who just weren't interested in changing their diet, they weren't sick yet. He got sick.
Well, they weren't
so
sick enough. He wasn't willing to tolerate his sickness
his
any longer.
His level of sickness any longer. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Good on you, Joe.
Yep. That's what happens. Yeah. No.
Took an Aussie.
And I don't want to spoil the movie either, but what a phenomenally big-hearted guy. Oh,
yeah.
Mm.
Oh my goodness! Wow.
And yeah. just an average Joe too. I mean, he was easy to listen to. He was a gentle sort of a bloke. He wasn't flashy. He wasn't melodramatic.
He wasn't judgmental.
He wasn't even selling. He wasn't selling it to you. He was just going, "This is what I'm doing. This is how I'm doing it." And so, what do you think about that?
Yeah, because he could have been on the road selling his juicer.
Yeah, go and check out. There's the Breville juicer. You got to buy one. Everyone gather around and here's the magical juicer and take it home. And you know,
he wasn't doing that. No,
it was great. It's a great film. I highly recommend it to everybody. And now I did have one other question. What was it? Oh, now we did. Now in earlier programs, Dev, we have spoken about glycemic index versus glycemic load. We used the orange as an example, and we said, you know, it is actually better to eat the orange with the pulp because it reduces the glycemic load and you don't get that sugar spike. Now, in juicing in general, if you're going to be juicing things like carrots, like celery, things that are, I suppose, lower in a sugar level, is that going to be better for you if you add, like, for example, if I juice 6 carrots and add 1 orange?
I know exactly what you're saying. I think that, you know, like, for instance, we're doing some beets and kale and we're putting in a green apple. Now, of course, apples are not that high in sugar anyway. But again, some of the things that you really need to add to it, like a small handful of nuts, that's some protein, some coconut oil, some avocado, and there's protein, you know, in the vegetables as well. And that's going to really keep, you know, your sugar levels in better condition. Now, if you're just going to juice like just maybe, you know, carrots all the time, or you're going to do just orange juice or something, you're going to be in trouble. You really have to get those green, well, actually all color vegetables, but especially like some cucumbers and some kale. And I'm sure you could, you know, juice some cabbage. It's probably not going to yield a whole lot of juice. But we got some collard greens and the beets, and so we're making a real big variety and putting in some ginger. Ginger actually will help keep your blood sugar levels lower. Mm-hmm. It's been shown to do that. So, you know, you do have to, you know, kind of use your common sense and realize that you can't just juice all carrots and or juice all oranges or something like that and think you're going to be okay, because you're going to kind of mess yourself up. The whole point of juicing is to get a good variety.
You might
have orange carrot or something in the morning, but then, you know, along in the day, you know, have something that has a lot of good green to it. And a cucumbers especially. That's a good juice.
Yeah, we had cucumber this morning with, what do we have this morning? We had carrots.
Carrot, cucumber, celery, and an apple.
And 1 orange.
And 1 orange. But I actually put the celery tops in too.
Yeah.
And it made it slightly peppery.
Which is very nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, wow. I think that was great.
It was so
experiment, something to be creative with, something to experiment with, and to use variety and change the colors of your juice, you know, with different colored fruits and vegetables. But of course, and yesterday, I mean, the first after watching the film, we got the juicer out and just had a look around the kitchen to see what we had that we could juice, and we had some carrots, we had some apples, we had oranges, and we had some grapefruit. And I thought, oh, well, that's good. So my daughter Bridget and I, we cut up, I don't know, it was like 3 carrots. I think we put in 5 apples.
Too many.
1 orange and 1 grapefruit. And we drank that down and it was beautiful. But it was the first thing I noticed, because we don't have sugar, is that it was incredibly sweet. And I thought, oh my goodness, that was so sweet. And I thought, you know, next time I make something, I'm going to have maybe less apples because
something green.
Yeah, and something green in there to balance that out. So it's just a matter of experimenting and finding, you know, what you like, what you want, and how to make it. And
well, I'm looking on his website, and he's got a picture of an eggplant.
He's got an eggplant there. He does. What is that about? He's juiced an eggplant?
He must.
You can juice anything. I you know, of course, the amount of juice you're going to get out of it's going to be, you know, kind of different all the time. Isn't that amazing? You know, in what you said a while ago too about, you know, maybe taking in a little bit more sugar because of not eating the whole fruit or vegetable. One of the things that I think you know, and I hope people will understand this. And it's something that's become real to all three of us in our lives, that as we have changed our diet, our energy level has increased, and mine has increased now with the juicing. And I'll be honest, I do not sit around like I used to a year ago. I do not. I am far more active. And when you're up and active and you're doing, you're going to burn, you know, that sugar pretty quick. It can be a two-edged sword. You need to be careful with it. And certainly somebody who's been diagnosed with diabetes should not do this unless they are absolutely under the care of a doctor. Anybody with a health problem, needs to check with their doctor first. Yeah. But I've noticed, and I think that's one of the things that Joe brings out in the movie. You remember in the beginning, he stayed in bed.
Yeah.
He
stayed in bed. And then he started getting this energy, and he was like, whoa, you know, where's this coming from?
It
picked up for him. He started getting good energy. And when you do that, when you feel like that, you naturally are doing more, and you're not as sedentary in your life.
Now, so that was within the first initial days that you have to sort of push through. Now, Dev, you're in the first initial days, aren't you?
Yes, I'm on day.
Tell us what you're doing.
I'm hungry. I can't diminish that. I wouldn't diminish that. I don't want anybody to think this is a piece of cake, because it's not. Mm. In the beginning. But I think it's going to be completely worth it. I do feel good, and I might have had, a slight headache today, but I had the stomach, rumblings today, but I had more juice today than I think that's maybe a key. Don't deprive yourself or anything. Go ahead and have an extra glass of juice. I mean, I may have had, I think 4 glasses of juice today, rather, or maybe 5 actually. And they weren't real big though, but, I normally would only have 3 or 4, during a day, because I do have my kefir. I just can't give that up. It's like you say, I make a smoothie and I put a couple of eggs in it, and raw eggs, and that really keeps me going. So it's really good. But yeah, I'm hungry, but I still have this energy. I mean, it's 9 o'clock at night here, and I have been up since 3:30 this morning because I needed to drive here. So, I don't feel bad. I really don't. I'll be it'll be great to go to sleep tonight, but I'm not in any kind of distress. And I got to tell you, I could not, in the physical condition I was in a year ago, I could not have done this. No way.
Wow. So let me ask you, have you committed yourself to a period of time of juice fasting?
I really want to try to make 30 days. My sisters want to do the 60 days if they can. And I want to give a little tip in just a minute. But so I wanted to commit to doing this with them, to support them and to just encourage them and to know what they're going through, so that, how do you know unless you're doing it yourself? That, so you can share in the misery. I'm 20, and they haven't found it, miserable either. Just in the beginning, just about the first 3 or 4 days is tough, but they're doing really well. And one of the things, you've got chickens, and I think that's great, but one of the things I want to tell people that my sisters are doing, they kind of struggle financially because of, being on a fixed income. They're older, and they really have to watch everything. And so what they do is they take the pulp, and I posted just recently, I make compost broth. I don't throw away any of the things that most people throw away when they peel an onion or when they have cut the stalk off the broccoli. I save that for a few days, because we eat vegetables every day. I save all the peelings, all the stalks, all the stuff you would normally throw away, and I make what I call compost broth. And I let it cook in good filtered water for several hours, so that it really, gets the rest of the vitamins out of the and the good stuff out of the vegetables, and I freeze that broth. And then when I want to put something in the crock pot, or when I want to make what I call cream of chicken soup or cream of celery soup that I wouldn't touch in the store now, but you can make it yourself. So I have my broth, and I use chickpea flour, and I can make my own cream of celery soup to put in casseroles, you know, vegetable casseroles or whatever. And my sisters are taking their pulp and they're doing this. They're making a broth and they're straining it. You know, I strain off my compost broth, and they're straining the broth off of this, and they're drinking it at night as a broth, as a tea.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How about that? So, that's brilliant, because of course the pulp would have still an incredible amount of minerals and vitamins.
Yes. Yes. So you can stretch your dollar, you can, you know, and still get the health benefits. So, and, you know, even in the summertime, you know, there's nothing nicer than a cup of broth before you go to bed. It's just, I don't know, that's like comfort food, you know, kind of.
So you could put a bit of coconut oil or something in that too for your fats too, couldn't you?
Oh, sure could. And some spices.
And some spices, yeah.
That's a really good idea, Deb. Actually, I will admit, yesterday while I was experimenting with my juicer for the first time in a long time, I did get all of the pulp that it produced, and I just fed it back through the juicer again, and I got extra juice.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure you can do that in many cases.
Yeah. So that was good. So there it is, juicing. The movie is Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. We all of us highly recommend it. You don't have to buy it. You can watch it online. The website is www.fatsickandnearlydead.com. Also, you can watch it on rebootyourlife.com. And the reason why it's called that is because, as Joe says, it's really like in the same way that you would reboot your computer, you know, when things sort of, when the glitches happen, when it gets overloaded, whatever, and you just start it again and give it a break and then start it again. And that's really what the juice fast is about. It's about allowing your body to rest and heal itself and let it just sort of start again. Brilliant idea. Rebootyourlife.com. I will put those links on this post. And Dev, of course, your website, culturedkaraite.blogspot.com, and you are also on Facebook, where people can go there and find the page Cultured Karaite, like that, get involved there. Is there anything else that you want to leave us with, Dev?
Well, I forgot to do a shout out to Chuck and in Alabama and to Philip in California. I wanted to shout out to those guys and to Dr. Mark and his wife Karen, and to shout out to those guys. So, just really, you know, good support, and we appreciate it. So,
excellent.
And we do have a little, we might keep it going, but we've got a good little group on Facebook and in the Facebook groups called July Juicers. Mm-hmm. And it's been fun. It's a lot of fun. Lots of good recipes.
Yeah, there is July Juicers. And you started that. And you know, I just a reminder to everybody, please don't add me to groups. I'm not a group person. But,
right. But, I did not add Jono.
and you didn't add me, but I saw it and I looked at it and I thought, hang on.
Why didn't she add me to the group?
I want to be a part of that. So I quickly clicked on it. I think it's the second group that I belong to. And I tell you what,
I think more to the point is Jono wants to be given the opportunity to decide whether he wants to join the group.
No, the point is I'm lazy and I can't be bothered being involved in, you know, 1,000,000,000 groups and all this sort of stuff on Facebook. It's not that I'm lazy. I've got better things to do with my time. But when it comes to this, I really want to be a part of this, Dev. So thank you for letting me join that. And I would encourage those who also want to get out their juices or go and buy yourself a juicer and get involved and be encouraged by other people who are doing the same. July Juices is there. You can find it on Facebook, and that's well worthwhile. So thank you for starting that group. That's an excellent idea.
We're having fun. It's a lot of fun.
We are having fun. We're having fun. We're getting healthier, and we're getting healthier with the food that our Father intended for us. It's a marvelous thing. So that is it. That's July. Juicing.
Yes.
Juicing in July. Here we are. So thank you.
I got to be honest. I thought to myself, ooh, I wouldn't have to cook in the hottest month of the year. That'd be great.
Good one, Bev. Listen, thank you so much for coming back on to Truth to You and sharing with us about this wonderful film and about what you're doing, what your sister's doing. I hope you'll give us an update sometime soon in the future.
Yeah, I hope everybody will pray for Shira. She needs the prayer. That's
amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you.
May she be healed. And so you've been listening to Truth to You. And until next time, dear listeners, be blessed and be set apart by the truth of our Father's word. Shalom.
Did you like just zone out there for a while?
Yeah, I did. I was saying something. I'm like, how did I want to say this? I need more juice.
And he's tapping me on the knee and I'm going, what?
I'm going to say something. Yeah, say something. Cover this up because I forget the word that I was going to say. And it's gone now. need more juice.